Good morning, and welcome to Simply Crypto. It's Tuesday, April 23rd. On today's show, Venezuela accelerates its shift to cryptocurrency amid the return of oil sanctions, and the second week of crypto fund outflows shows a decline in appetite for ETFs. Plus, we'll take a look at the cryptocurrency prices for April 23rd, with Bitcoin rising above $66,600, while Dogecoin and Toncoin declined by up to 8%. And we'll discuss the rise of cryptocurrency scams across upstate, as reported by deputies. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Crypto. We start off with news from Venezuela, which is accelerating its shift to cryptocurrency amid the return of U.S. oil sanctions. The country's state-owned oil company, PDVSA, is set to increase the use of digital currencies in its crude and fuel exports as the United States reinstates restrictions. For more on this developing story, we turn to our Simply Crypto correspondent. What can you tell us about Venezuela's move towards crypto in the face of these sanctions?
This is a significant development, David. Venezuelan Oil Minister Pedro Teliche confirmed that PDVSA will be adopting various currencies, including digital ones like USDT, in accordance with their contractual agreements. The reappearance of U.S. oil sanctions is really complicating Venezuela's efforts to strengthen its oil output and exports. So PDVSA is trying to accelerate this transition to digital currencies to mitigate the risk of having its proceeds frozen in foreign bank accounts.
And this shift towards cryptocurrency has been underway for a while now, correct? It's not just a sudden reaction to these renewed sanctions.
That's right, David. PDVSA's gradual transition to digital currencies actually gained momentum last year, with a particular focus on USDT, which is a stablecoin tied to the value of the US dollar. But these recent sanctions are definitely hastening that transition. PDVSA wants to safeguard its revenue streams from any possible disruptions caused by these restrictive U.S. measures.
There was also a corruption scandal that rocked PDVSA last year, involving billions in unaccounted receivables associated with crypto transactions. Is this move aimed at addressing some of those concerns as well?
It seems that way. Under Minister Teliche's leadership, PDVSA has implemented a new contractual model that demands prepayment in USDT for half of each cargo's value. They're moving away from traditional spot oil deals. And new customers who want to engage in oil transactions with PDVSA are mandated to hold cryptocurrency in a digital wallet, even if their existing contracts don't explicitly specify the use of USDT.
How are oil traders and the markets reacting to these new requirements around USDT transactions? It seems like it could present some challenges.
Traders have definitely voiced some challenges in complying with PDVSA's USDT transaction demands. It often requires them to work with intermediaries to facilitate these transactions. And relying on those intermediaries, particularly along with the U.S. sanctions, does offer PDVSA a way to kind of sidestep those restrictive measures. But it comes at the cost of reduced proceeds from their oil sales.
What's the outlook here? Venezuela's oil minister seems optimistic about the country's resilience in the face of these sanctions. But what are analysts saying?
Minister Telechea has expressed confidence in PDVSA's trading capabilities and its preparedness to navigate these challenging market conditions. But oil analysts are expecting that Venezuela's oil output, exports, and revenue may still encounter some limitations, even with potential individual authorizations issued by the U.S. Duray. So while this cryptocurrency shift may provide some alternative avenues, it's not going to be a complete solution to the economic pressures Venezuela is facing.
Certainly a complex and evolving situation in Venezuela as it grapples with the return of U.S. oil sanctions. Thank you to our Simply Crypto correspondent for breaking it down for us. We'll continue to monitor this story and bring you updates as it develops. Meanwhile, in other crypto news, investors pulled over $200 million from digital asset investment products last week, suggesting concerns that the Federal Reserve may keep interest rates higher for longer than expected. Here with more details is our Simply Crypto correspondent. What can you tell us about these outflows and where they're coming from?
The majority of the outflows, about $244 million, came from U.S. crypto ETFs, with most of that coming from established funds rather than the newly launched Bitcoin ETFs that just started trading this year after finally getting SEC approval. Those newer ETFs are still seeing some inflows, but at a slower pace than in previous weeks. It seems the main driver is investors anticipating the Fed will maintain high rates for an extended period, which tends to weigh on risk assets like cryptocurrencies.
And how did the different cryptocurrencies fare in terms of flows?
Bitcoin saw the brunt of it, with U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs losing $192 million on the week. Interestingly, despite the negative sentiment, there wasn't much interest in betting against Bitcoin, with few investors using this as an opportunity to take short positions. Ethereum also saw its sixth straight week of outflows, although to a lesser degree at $34 million. The outflows even extended to crypto-related equities, which have now seen 11 consecutive weeks of outflows. There seems to be particular concern around the impact of Bitcoin's upcoming halving event on the mining companies.
For those less familiar, can you explain what the Bitcoin halving is and why it has investors worried?
The Bitcoin halving is an event that happens roughly every 4 years, where the reward that Bitcoin miners receive for processing transactions gets cut in half. It's essentially built into Bitcoin's code as a way to control the supply over time. The next halving is expected to occur sometime in 2024. While this is seen as positive for Bitcoin's price in the long run due to the reduced supply growth, in the short term, it can put pressure on mining companies as their revenue per block mined gets reduced. Miners with higher costs that are less efficient may struggle to remain profitable, leading to concerns for the mining stocks.
Fascinating insights. Any other notable trends or surprises in the data?
One thing that stood out is that while there were significant outflows from the incumbent crypto funds, there weren't large inflows into the short Bitcoin ETFs that would allow investors to bet against it. This suggests that, despite the negative sentiment and outflows, most investors are not confident enough to take an outright short position against Bitcoin or other major cryptocurrencies at this stage. They seem to be moving to the sidelines and reducing crypto exposure, but not actively betting on prices to decline further. Of course, as we've seen time and again, sentiment in the crypto markets can shift rapidly, so this is certainly a space to continue watching closely in the coming weeks and months.
Thanks for the update and analysis on the Fed's influence. Shifting gears to another market, the global cryptocurrency market cap has seen a slight uptick in the past 24 hours, rising about 0.28% to reach around $2.45 trillion. Bitcoin, the largest cryptocurrency by market cap, is up 0.5%, trading at around $66,600. Meanwhile, Ethereum is struggling to hold above the $3,200 level. For more, we turn to our Simply Crypto correspondent, James. The crypto market can be quite volatile. What's your take on these latest price movements?
That's right, David. Cryptocurrency prices can fluctuate dramatically in a very short period of time, which makes having reliable market data and analysis critical for investors in this space. The overall sentiment seems to be optimistic at the moment, with buyers outweighing sellers after the recent dip in Bitcoin's price. Trading volume for Bitcoin is up over 3% in the last 24 hours to nearly $25 billion, and its market dominance stands at about 52.6%. The increase in volume and slight uptick in price for major cryptos like Bitcoin and Ethereum suggests there is still strong demand and buying interest at these levels, despite coming off the recent all-time highs.
What are some of the key technical levels to watch for Bitcoin after this latest move? Any insights from the experts?
Bitcoin is currently trading right around $66,200, according to Sattvic Vishwanath, co-founder and CEO of crypto exchange Unocoin. A decisive break above the $64,800 level would signal that the upside momentum is building. He sees near-term resistance around $66,900, $69,200, and $71,400 if the rally continues. On the downside, key support levels to watch include $63,000, $61,300, and $59,600. The Relative Strength Index, a popular momentum indicator, is showing a reading of 62, which suggests the bullish trend is intact. However, a drop below the 50-day moving average at $64,788 could open the door to more selling pressure in the near term.
Fascinating technical analysis there. Any final thoughts on the overall state of the crypto market for our listeners?
The total cryptocurrency market cap is back up to around $2.45 trillion, after dipping as low as $2.38 trillion during the recent pullback. The market continues to be dominated by Bitcoin, but altcoins like Ethereum are starting to see an uptick in interest as well. DeFi, or decentralized finance, makes up about 8% of the total crypto market volume in the last 24 hours. Stablecoins, which are designed to minimize volatility by being pegged to reserve assets like the US dollar, account for over 94% of the total trading volume, showing there is still a lot of capital on the sidelines or being moved around as investors look for opportunities. Overall, the crypto market remains robust but highly dynamic, so investors need to stay vigilant and disciplined with their risk management.
Great insights as always, James. And speaking of the fast-moving world of cryptocurrencies, it seems scams are on the rise in upstate South Carolina, according to local law enforcement. The Anderson County Sheriff's Office says it is currently investigating more than a dozen crypto scams, which is double the number of cases they saw in all of last year. For more on this troubling trend, we turn to our Simply Crypto correspondent, Michael. What can you tell us about how these scams typically work?
These sophisticated digital currency scams often start with a phone call or pop-up message on the victim's computer. The scammers, who are usually from other countries, pose as government agencies like the IRS and threaten legal action or arrest if money isn't transferred immediately. Their end goal is to get the victim to withdraw physical cash and deposit it into a cryptocurrency ATM machine. As Detective Nezar Hamze from the Anderson County Sheriff's Office explains, once that money is sent, it's gone for good. The ATMs even display warnings about scams, but the criminals are so convincing that people still fall for it.
It's alarming how professional and persuasive these scammers can be. What are some of the cover stories they use to pressure people into sending money?
The scammers often claim they have a warrant for the victim's arrest for cheating on taxes or some other alleged crime. They may spoof phone numbers to make the calls seem legitimate. Another common tactic is to claim the victim has won a sweepstakes and needs to prepay taxes on the prize money before collecting their winnings. On computers, pop-up messages may warn that an account has been hacked or the computer has a virus, urging the user to convert their bank funds to crypto to keep the money secure.
Those all sound like very alarming scenarios that could catch someone off guard. What should people do if they suspect they are being targeted by one of these cryptocurrency scams?
The most important thing is to avoid engaging with the scammers. If you get a suspicious phone call, hang up immediately. If a pop-up message appears on your computer, power it off right away. And of course, never withdraw money to send to someone you don't know, no matter how urgent they make it seem. If you believe you're being scammed or have fallen victim to a crypto scheme, report it to your local police department or sheriff's office right away. Time is of the essence in these cases.
Thanks, Michael, for your reporting and analysis on this concerning crime trend in upstate South Carolina. It's so important for the public to stay vigilant and informed about these increasingly common cryptocurrency scams. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Crypto. We'll see you back here tomorrow.